I know that the Board of Higher Ed asked all schools to review their programs and look for underperforming programs.
Yes, you are correct. For several years now, starting in about fall 14, there has been discussions going on campus about how we have to be very mindful and respectful of our faculty resources, making sure that we're using them in the best possible manner that we can. And last year, following the IBHE guidelines, we looked at majors that had less than 25 declared students as majors and had less than 6 degrees conferred annually over a 5-year rolling average. And then we were asked to report back to the IBHE a response to those programs having lower enrollments and a lower number of degrees conferred. So were we going to modify curriculum? Were we going to sunset them? Were they justified in some way? And so that's how the initial list of programs were selected. All of those programs went under a self-study and a review process that happened over last summer into the fall semester. And then from there, we formed the Academic Program Elimination Review Committee. That committee is part of our contract with our faculty union. We have that committee that makes recommendations then to the provost office. They ultimately looked at 8 programs for review, and then out of those 8, we had justification for 4 of them, and then 4 other ones were recommended for elimination.
Okay, and then you made a recommendation to the Board of Trustees, is that
correct? The recommendation from this Academic Program Elimination Review Committee was part of the overall information that went to our board, along with the recommendation from the provost office about possible elimination of programs.
Did your recommendation match the committee's recommendation?
Well, the committee did an excellent job of really diving into each of those programs. They did a lot of research. They went to archives. They dug up a lot of material. They listed the strengths and weaknesses of each program, and then they made a recommendation. In no case did they recommend eliminating a program.
So they didn't recommend eliminating anything.
Correct.
So I looked at their report. It's about 47 pages online.
Right.
Didn't they recommend combining some programs instead of eliminating programs?
Well, one of the things that they suggested that we consider is to combine philosophy and religious studies. There wasn't evidence presented that combining 2 programs that have lower enrollment was going to substantially increase the interest in those programs.
And didn't they also recommend combining African American studies and women's studies?
There has been some talk about combining areas, and not just these areas, but areas in general. But again, if we're going to do that, we need to make sure that the combination of those areas are going to make a much stronger unit that is going to be attracting more students to it.
Did you personally, as provost, make a recommendation to the board?
It came from Academic Affairs, so yes, it would come from me as provost.
Okay, and your recommendation was?
My recommendation was to retain 4 of the 8 programs that were reviewed by the Academic Program Review Committee and to eliminate the other 4.
Okay, and the Board of Trustees, that's what they voted to do?
They approved that resolution, yes. It went as a formal resolution to the board.
I know that this process, you know, which was begun by the Board of Higher Education's request to all schools, dates back long before the budget impasse, right?
Yes. And I want to be very clear that this elimination of programs is not tied to the fiscal crisis. I mean, it's coincidental timing almost that this is happening. As I said before, back since fall 2014, you know, we have been saying that we really need to look at all of our programs and make sure that we're using our faculty resources and operating resources appropriately. And even though these 4 programs are no longer going to be offered as majors, they are all going to still offer minors to students who are majoring in other areas. All these programs are going to continue to be very strong contributors to our general education offerings. So students on campus are still going to have opportunities to take classes in those content areas. We are not eliminating that content from the university.
So does the university realize any cost savings from it? I mean, will there be any faculty laid off?
Well, because of our contractual obligations, we are going to make sure that all of our current students are taken care of and that they will all be able to complete the degree programs that they are in. We also have a 12-month notification window if we are going to lay off a tenured employee. So at this point, it would be very premature for me to make any announcements about any potential layoffs.
Okay, so you have to retain enough faculty to get the people who are already majoring in these areas through to their degree.
Correct.
And then you would have to give anyone you wanted to lay off that had tenure 12 months notice.
Correct. So there won't be any immediate layoffs. I mean, there's not going to be any layoffs like effective for this next academic year as a result of this particular board resolution.
But ultimately, is this a cost-saving measure, even though you're saying it wasn't done in response to the budget impasse? But is it a cost-saving measure at all?
Ultimately, there will be some cost savings. One thing that will be a little bit more immediate in terms of cost savings is administrative cost savings. So instead of having three academic departments with department chairs and clerical support staff, will be able to consolidate some of that administrative structure, so we will have some cost savings there.
Okay, there's four things being eliminated.
Yeah, but philosophy and religious studies are already administratively housed together.
So chairs could be eliminated. Chairs meaning chair people.
Chair people, right. And they will return to faculty. They will go back to 9-month academic year contracts as opposed to 12-month administrative contracts.
So the committee recommended not eliminating any programs.
Correct.
But you recommended to the board that they eliminate these four.
Correct.
And your basis for that was not a budget concern, but instead it came down to enrollment?
Enrollment.
Numbers?
Enrollment and degrees conferred. For example, three of those four programs for the last academic year, so between fall semester and spring semester, only had one graduate each. And the fourth program had three graduates this last academic year.
And what was the fourth one that had the three graduates?
African American Studies.
But, you know, since you're talking about a major in a minority population, is it fair to expect them to have big numbers?
Well, again, we have to make sure that we are offering those majors that all of our students are attracted to. We do have to be attentive to that.
I thought the report said that in the last school year it had gone up a bit.
Well, we have to look longitudinally. I mean, the longitudinal trends in these areas is that they are declining.
What kind of reaction have you heard, or have you heard a reaction to that?
Well, as to be expected, the reaction has been mixed and very passionate. There has been support, of course, for those all areas, as we would expect for any area that may be facing elimination or a phase-out period. The other end is a reaction of, you know, this is very difficult. We don't want to do this, but we also understand the reality that we have to be using our faculty in the best way possible. And if these are areas that are seeing a downturn in the number of majors, then we need to make sure that we make those hard decisions.